This week on The Marquee, we synchronize our spy watches for the return of a legendary secret agent. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, the ambiguous tagline of James Bond will return has been present at the end of every 007 adventure since 1985, and after a four-year absence, Bond has finally returned in Skyfall. The world's most daring super spy must unravel a mystery surrounding a dangerous madman whose goal is not only to destroy MI6, but to take personal revenge on M.
Opening at the gateway, Crow's Nest is yet another found footage horror film. This one reveals the video footage left behind by five young travelers who went missing following a collision with an RV. The footage reveals some disturbing encounters with less than friendly locals.
John Krasinski stars in the drama Nobody Walks. Needing a place to stay and help on finishing her film, Martine moves in with Krasinski and his family. What started off as a fruitful professional collaboration begins to erode their once happy lives.
In the romantic comedy Hello, I Must Be Going, Two and a Half Men's Melanie Lynskey stars as a recently divorced woman who moves back in with her parents. It isn't until she begins a relationship with a much younger man that she's able to find happiness again.
Opening at the Drexel, the Sundance Award-winning film Middle of Nowhere follows Ruby, an aspiring medical student who puts not only her career but her life on hold when her husband is sentenced to 8 years in prison. Director Ava DuVernay became the first African-American to win the coveted Best Director Award at Sundance.
The French drama Holy Motors tells the strange story of a mysterious man and the numerous different lives that he leads. Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Director Sam Mendes manages to balance old style with new threats to make Skyfall my favorite Bond film in years. This triumphant return was almost even worth the four-year wait.
It doesn't get any easier than this. Skyfall is a blast. As a lifelong Bond fan, I have high expectations when it comes to 007's adventures, and I wasn't disappointed in the slightest.
Or if you're Aston Martin's in the shop, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Amazing Spider-Man. Just 5 years after Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3, director Mark Webb reboots the franchise with Andrew Garfield playing Peter Parker, the mild-mannered nerd turned web-slinging superhero. After he's bitten by a genetically engineered spider that gives him mysterious powers, he takes on a deadly threat that's stalking the city. It isn't the most fast-paced superhero movie, but its history, humanity, and heart make it a satisfying adventure.
Just in time for the holidays, Arthur Christmas is ready to be unwrapped on DVD and Blu-ray. When Santa's youngest son Arthur, voiced by James McAvoy, realizes that a gift has been left at the North Pole, it's a race against time to get that present delivered to its rightful owner before Christmas morning.
Your Sister's Sister is a mumblecore drama starring Mark Duplass as a forlorn young man who finds himself caught between his best friend, played by Emily Blunt, and her sister, played by Rosemarie DeWitt. The lines may be improvised, but it isn't as clumsy or rambling as the average mumblecore film. Instead, it's funny and emotional and sincerely messed up.
If you don't fancy a trip to the theater this week, be sure to check out some of this week's Blu-ray catalog releases, including the newly restored version of Patton, Sunset Boulevard, Beaches, The Client, and the classic Bonfire of the Vanities. If you're ready to kick off the holiday season a bit early, The Muppet Christmas Carol and the Steve Martin, John Candy favorite Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is also available.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Your Sister's Sister. Though I've never been a big fan of mumblecore films, this captivating and delightfully entertaining film was one of my favorites at last year's Toronto Film Festival.
I'm tempted to recommend The Amazing Spider-Man. It is a lot of fun, but I'm going to recommend Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's one of my favorite films to watch around the holidays, and it was previously a Best Buy exclusive, so it's nice to see it finally available to a wide audience on Blu-ray.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for our final farewell to moody teen vampires.
Hooray!
In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
Her first baby came out sideways. She didn't scream or nothing.